Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Richie Sheinblum. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe S.Q. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to third. Scott moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Lundborg covering, for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinblum for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Gibson and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Lundborg bunts in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Gibson moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew fires to third and picks off Gibson. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Askew and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Shane Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson is walked intentionally. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner strikes out. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Gibson to Petrocelli, and Davalillo is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. Two outs. LeMay pinch hits for Sam McDowell. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for George Thomas. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Jim Lundborg. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing right field. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo strikes out. One out. John Wyatt now pitching. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Scott moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Petrocelli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5. And Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.